Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question at that time, please press star then one. This conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will now turn the meeting over to Joe Skosich. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and welcome, folks, to our Tivoli Talk. This talk is titled Arc Slayer. And today we're going to be talking about smashing the competition with Tivoli Security Information and Event Manager. If we advance our slide to slide two, the agenda that we'll cover today, first of all, we'll give you some program highlights of what Arc Slayer is all about. Then we're going to go into an in-depth product overview for Tivoli Security Information and Event Management version 2. We'll talk about the competitive landscape. Some SIEM sales tactics that we would like you to use. And then we'll wrap up with some calls to action, links, who to call for help, and the usual questions and answers at the end. So if we advance our slide three, we'll talk about the Arc Slayer program. This is a formal program. We have a lot of effort and a lot of time being spent on making SIEM more competitive. We've got a number of actions that have been put in place. We've got some enablement through Tivoli Talks and Sales Alerts, this call being one of those, stacked up behind this. We've got efforts around building better awareness for TSIEM. We've got press release on the way. We've got customer feedback that we're going to be gathering through user group meetings. As well as some classic marketing techniques, leveraging search engine optimization so that when customers are searching for SIEM in Google or whatnot, that IBM is the first choice that pops up. We're also working on case studies, customer videos, and demonstrations specifically designed to smash the competition. We're enhancing the software seller's workplace, to enable both the direct sellers and business partners with the regular sales kit updates, and we're going to be promoting this heavily within the sales community. We've got SIEM buyer's guide updates, competitive trifolds targeting ArcSight in particular, as well as RSAs and Vision, and we've got some ArcSight and RSA and Vision pricing analysis and calculators, all tools designed to help you compete in this particular market space and make SIEM the better choice for the customer. So continuing on with the agenda with the product overview, I'd like to hand the call over to our product manager, Mr. Nick Briers. Nick?
Thank you very much, Joe. So I would like to spend the next 5 or 10 minutes just doing a very quick product overview. I know that you've seen several overviews recently in other Tivoli talks, but it's always good to remind us what 2.0 is all about. TSIEM 2.0, announced in early this year, provides our customers with a single integrated product with a single means of collect, a single means of storing logs, and a single means of reporting to provide them with a tool for insider threat audit and compliance. Within 2.0, we've improved the log management reporting, so now we have traditional dashboard that we had before. We've got the log continuity and log collect history reports. We've also now got the ability to report on log content. What this gives us is a very competitive log management function. We also, as you know, built into the DNA of TSIEM is the ability to monitor user behavior and understand privileged activity. This gives us a leading capability in privilege user monitoring and auditing. We provide enterprise dashboards and compliance management modules with very specific regulatory reporting. These modules are designed to give the customer a quick start into compliance and to provide them with reports that the auditor will understand and will demonstrate that they understand what it is they're supposed to be doing, what controls are supposed to be monitoring, and understand their overall regulatory posture. One major competitive win here is the number of audit sources we can capture logs from. TSIM supports 300-plus different audit trails that we can capture logs from. This is the largest number in the space, and what it really means for you is there's a very high chance that when we go into a customer, we will support the devices, applications, servers, and databases they have. One really winning feature in TSIM 2.0 is our W7 reporting. What W7 brings to the customer is easy-to-understand reports with drill-down into detail. So they get the easy-to-understand high-level reporting. They get the ability to evaluate those events against the W7 policy, to do the data concentration from the 1 million events or 100 million events per day that are coming in on one side down to the top 10 events that they should really be looking at, all packaged in a report that is clear, simple, and English-like to read. If we can move on to slide 6 now. And I'd really like to look at this whole stack now from another angle, and that's looking at it from an increasing value angle. If we look at how our customers start in compliance, then they'll generally start with log management. And one could think of log management as checkbox compliance. This is the we must do something, we've been told to do something. So this provides that checkbox compliance. So the next level of awareness, I guess you could call it, is threat aware. So understanding and realizing that there are threats coming from the outside to the inside, and on from the inside as well. And here we focus on the capability brought in by ISS with IPS and IDS systems. As the customer matures, they become more aware of risk, more aware of the need to react to risk. And here, TSIM provides alerting based on the policies and allows the customer to receive alerts in near real time on policy exceptions, allowing them, therefore, to understand risk. An example might be a user logging onto a server as root. Whilst that might be a perfectly acceptable behavior, it does increase the risk on that server, and therefore they would need to be alerted just to understand that there is an enhanced risk on that server. And the final level in the stack is that of exception reporting or compliance reporting, meeting compliance head-on. And this is really where TSIM excels, providing those W7-based compliance reports built on top of the regulatory compliance modules that give you that kickstart into compliance. If we can move on to the next slide, which I will do in a minute. I'm afraid my laptop's frozen. I'm assuming the next slide will be the log management slide. So I mentioned earlier on that in 2.0, one of the things that we have done is really beefed up our log management capability. What we've done is given you the ability to report directly on the log contents, as well as the standard dashboard and log collect history, log continuity reports. This gives you a very fast time to value with very little setup, very little configuration, apart from collecting the log data before you can start running reports against it. The reports themselves aren't W7-based reports. They're based purely on the I'm sorry, I'm getting too many same times. I'm going to have to shut it down. I can't see my screen anymore. Okay, so they're based purely on the contents of the logs. But this gives the customer a very fast time to value. They see value directly from running the reports against those raw logs. We've also priced this option very, very competitively. So it's based on a separately installable module. So you can install log management as a separate component, and the event sources are priced as a single price no matter what they collect from, providing a supported event source in the supported event source list. This gives you a very low cost entry point and the ability to gain footprint, which you can then grow to the full CSIM install at a later date. I'm now going to pass you over to Ken Baldwin, who will go through the competitive landscape. Ken?
If we move to slide 9, this is the Magic Quadrant slide for Gartner. So it is showing the Magic Quadrants for 2008 and 2009. And I think, you know, the key thing here is that we have moved from 2008 to 2009 from the Challengers Quadrant to the Leaders Quadrant. Now, in that time, we didn't make a major change in the product, really, but we have done since that time. And so when you look at this, you shouldn't look at us as being where we are in 2009. You should look at us as where we are in 2010. And in 2010, we have TISM 2.0, and we have various upsell opportunities and various integration that give us huge competitive advantages over a competition. Now, when we look at what Gartner called out in 2009 in moving us forward, the reporting that Nick spoke about, we have the most intuitive, business-friendly reporting out there, and that is a very big competitive edge that we have. We're number one in user and resource access management. That also is a key differentiator that we need to leverage. When you look at that, what drives this market? Compliance drives this market. User monitoring drives this market. And so this is key that we're number one in that area. Integration with identity and access management. That, again, is something we are the only competitor that have both SIEM and identity and access management. And so we need to push that. If you look at the two charts, we're obviously the most improved. And that also is something that I think we can leverage with customers and show, relatively speaking, they're standing still, the competitors, and we're moving our product forward, especially when you look at TSIM 2.0, you can demonstrate that our product is moving forward. Moving to chart 10, what we have here is just a overview of ArcSight and their performance, which obviously is good. One thing we can see is that their product sales actually declined a little bit in the third quarter of 2010, which for them ended the end of December, I believe. No, January. January 2010 was the end of their Q3 2010, and they'll be ending their 2010 year at the end of April. So what I would like to get out of this chart is that they're selling and they're finding new customers, and if they can find new customers, we should be finding new customers too. So we need to be aggressive in finding these customers and finding out what their needs are and selling TSIM 2.0 into that. We will be helping in this program to do that by various Well, I think the key thing actually will probably be the search engine optimization. I think that will be a major point, because if you search right now, we don't come out from page one, ArcSight do. And so that's something that we're fixing. Moving along to slide 11, we're looking at RSA here. Now, RSA, their performance is not as stellar as ArcSight. And we can see that in 2009, which their fiscal year 2009 matched the calendar year, so it ended December 31st, 2009. Their product sales were actually down in 2009 compared to 2008. And they as I guess most of us would, say that was due to global recession. I'm going to move along now. now to slide 12, which is probably slide 12 or 13 of my main slides. Now, a lot of these points Nick actually touched on. Log management. We really didn't have, we weren't competitive in log management until 2.0. So that's something that we didn't have when Gartner did their Magic Quadrant. And that's something to point out when you're with customers. We would position ourselves as being green on RSA and par with Oxite on log management. In security information management, that's our core. And we are definitely ahead of Oxite and RSA on that. Security and event management, this is the area where, because we're not real-time, we do end up with possibly a problem in that area. But when you look at it, the security and event management is not what's driving this market. Now, what does happen, though, I think, is the Oxite get in there and they show their eye candy on that. And that gets them an edge. So one of the key things is not to be chasing them, but to get in ahead of them and set the conversation. On the user access monitoring, there's no question that we're number one. The Gartner reports definitely show that, and we've always been number one in that area because that's more our core. Deployment and support simplicity, that's an area, of course, because we don't have appliances that we get knocked on. But I don't really see that as an issue. It's just something that we have to move the conversation around and make sure that isn't the conversation. Out-of-the-box event sources, I've got these yellow, and I've got these yellow because although, as Nick said, we've got over 300, there still seems to be a perception out there that we're not number one in this area. So I think the key there is you need to debunk the FUD. If you got any questions on that, then you can address those to Nick. The custom event sources, with TDI, we are number one. There's no question that custom event sources are simpler and with our product than with Oxite or RSA. Agentless collection is a key thing against Oxite particularly because Oxite has heavy agents and those agents need to be deployed on everything. You know, whereas for Unix, AS400, we are able to collect without an agent. And that, I think, also can be used very critically against Oxite by emphasizing how light we will be in those areas. Policy definition is another big one. We're whitelist and blacklist. Oxite, RSA, blacklist only. What does that mean? Well, if you were going out to buy an antivirus, would you buy one that can only find the things it knows about? Or would you want an antivirus that can detect things based on behavior? And I think the answer is you couldn't sell an antivirus today that was only blacklist. It just wouldn't sell because it's days gone, and I think that's a very critical competitive edge that we have. Audit and compliance reporting. Okay, in this area, I've got us green, and that's because of the W7 reporting. Searchable, drillable forensics. So here we're saying that we've got our dashboards, we've got our reports, and we can search on those, we can drill down through those, and nobody else does that to the same degree that we do. And I think demonstrating that really will set us apart from the competitors. On performance, got green against RSA and on par with Oxite. Although having said that, we are aware of some situations where we know Oxide are running into problems, and we certainly know RSA are running into problems. Whether that's because they got poor services or whether it's the product, you can't always tell. But we're certainly not at a disadvantage.